Daryl Sprout with Snake Removal Incorporated is back here, arrived just a few minutes ago. So how careful and what exactly are you hoping to do once you get under the building and locate the snake?
The snake can move a lot faster on his tummy than I can on mine.
The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
Now, do you have a catheter strung from your weenie to the toilet?
No, I'm allowed to get up and go to the bathroom.
Oh.
How many times a day?
Is there a restriction on that? The doctor told me that I should be in bed 23 out of the 24 hours.
God, what'd you do?
Just got a hurt back.
What do you do the other hour? Wrestle?
Jumping jacks, I guess. I don't know. Jogging.
Spank.
Right. Oh, you can do that in bed.
Really? So how much of that hour have you used up out of bed today?
I'm really not punching in or out, but I've pretty much been in bed since yesterday. So I haven't really...
So the better part of that hour remains?
I think I've still got probably 45 minutes left.
Now, if you exceed that hour, is there a fine involved?
No, I don't think there's a fine, but, you know, he did say that I probably needed to follow his orders, so I'm going to do that. Nothing.
Did they give you meds, though, to quell the pain?
They gave me something to sleep, and that's pretty much it. Just because I hadn't been sleeping real well lately.
What, whiskey?
No, not whiskey, Danny.
Inflatable woman?
No, not an inflatable woman.
When it hurts real bad, do you just bite down real hard on your leather wallet?
No, I haven't done that. I am hooked up to one of those electronic devices, though. That
ooh, a dill.
A what?
Constantly just forcing its way up there.
What?
Up where?
Oh, dear.
Up where?
Shut up.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson.
Snake order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one. Kick it.
Is the time. 21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. And a hearty heidi ho to the remainder of America and the free world as we know it today. It is Monday. And we've got a very, very busy day ahead of us here today. The day highlighted by the fact that we have the Hammer back in the studio with us today.
This is a huge day, Greg.
I guess.
Welcome back.
A lot better being here than it is in bed, I'll tell you that.
As you can see, lots have really changed since you've...
Lots changed, yeah. Notice that.
Yeah, this room is just not the same anymore, is it?
Not.
You miss being in your bed with a headset on?
Not in the least.
With your dog performing the peanut butter trick?
No.
What's the peanut butter trick?
Stop asking stupid questions.
Well, what is it? I don't know.
What are the odds?
Where you give your dog peanut butter?
What are the odds?
And watch her sit around and do this?
That he was all hopped up on meds and thought, you know, man, I mean, I'm just going to see what it's all about.
I was never hopped up on meds the whole time.
You didn't take any painkillers or nothing.
I took...
probably on, a little glob
on Wednesday I did. But I didn't Friday, Saturday, or yesterday at all. That stuff weirds me out too much.
So you put peanut butter on your apparatus?
Yeah.
To try to lure the attention of the
dog? I don't know what
dog?
You're talking about. I don't even... I was talking about making her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't know where you're going.
Is that what you do?
What?
No, I'm asking.
Maybe that's what you do.
Well, no, it's not what I do. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, Corby's a lucky Pierre in his household. Corby has two dogs, so when he gets out the peanut butter, it's...
I just smear it everywhere.
All right, well, let's turn our attention back to the hammer.
Pop here. On little Cinemax.
So you had no meds at all?
Hmm.
Why did you sound so groggy the other day?
You sounded higher than a kite the other day.
You did. When?
Friday.
And Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
I was probably still tired from not sleeping for about a week.
Plus, spreading all that peanut butter everywhere takes it out of you.
Wow. Wow.
Didn't you miss us, Greg?
He would know, wouldn't he?
Wow.
Yes, I did.
Reaching over with the knife and spreading it on between your shoulder blades. And there's some places that are hard to reach on a man.
I guess. Like what?
I just told you one.
Okay, what's another?
No.
Come on.
No.
Don't,
no.
Don't capitulate to his dumb
don't
questions.
Don't tempt me. You know?
Come on.
Oh, they're calling me.
I want to see you go for it.
Go.
Taint, okay?
And that is what?
Shut up.
Why is that hard to reach?
I don't know.
It's easily accessible.
Is it?
Yeah. You know what it is, don't you?
Just shut up.
No,
everybody shut up.
I don't.
Why do you always have to play the dumb guy?
I'm not playing.
You're the smartest guy on this show, but you always have to play the dumb guy.
I'm not playing. I'm not the smartest guy on this show.
Yeah, you are. You know how many times you ask, what is that? What do you mean?
How many times?
20 times a day. What is that? And that's the tone you always use. Well, what is that?
What is that? Well, I'm just wondering.
I know. It's your deep voice indie film guy. Instead of going like that, you're just, what is that?
Well, I'm like you. I don't have too many voices.
Do you want to refocus on the hammer now?
I don't know. Are we done with it?
You're not going to miss any more days, are you, this week?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Okay.
With me, you never know.
How did this happen?
What?
How did you hurt your back?
Your bulging disc.
Don't know. It just... You know, I've been complaining about it for months. But it just finally got to where I just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, I heard you complain about it for the first time last week.
Really?
You would think that all the weight you lost
had
would
no
make it better.
No bearing whatsoever.
It's weird.
What the guy said. So my doctor said.
You just have a bad back.
Yeah. He said, and then how come women that weigh 120 pounds, how come they have bad backs?
Big boobs. They're carrying around sacks of potatoes on their chest.
Yeah, you're smarter than my back expert.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I subscribe to that theory.
Thank you.
I bet that's a theory that can be proven.
There is no question. Women with big boobs have bad backs.
That's right. They can't stand up straight either.
No.
That theory cannot be proven.
They have poor posture.
Right. Yet you encourage the fake boob, the giant fake boob.
I sure do.
You don't care about posture or health or anything else.
Especially in small women. That's right. Not terribly interested in posture. But I am interested in sports, I'll tell you that. And brother, if you want sports, you are in the right place today. Because we have got a lot of it. And in addition to sports, and all that that implies, we're going to visit with another girl who might be out at fight night, at Guy's Night Out. That will be at 4:30. We're going to interview her and see if she's got enough for us to put her in the ring with, who? What's her name?
Crystal,
yes. E-News will take place rather late today. 5:50 is the time for E-News. And the rest of it, very, very sports intensive. And we'll get rolling with the Little Mavericks next here on The Ticket.